Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone.
So anyone who knows me knows how much I love to read. And I read a lot of nonfiction just because I'm always like, okay, where can I grow? Where can I learn more? Something that's inspirational, motivational, or leadership related. And in the last 3 weeks, I have read 3.5 books. Well, more than that, actually, because if I think about all the ones I've done on Audible and Kindle and in person, I've probably read maybe a good 6 or 7 books. And I want to share just a little bit about some of those with you and just kind of how it's given me confirmation here in this season. So if I were to tell you about the books that I've read just in Audible, I started with Procrastinate on Purpose, which I actually read the cover of that one, the hard copy of it. And I was given that by one of my coaches. And that's my coach that is my coach for coaching and actually the one who certified me to be a life coach. And I was like, Procrastinate on Purpose. How is that going to make sense when we're always told, you know, don't procrastinate? But as I read through this book and learned that there are certain times that you do need to procrastinate, it was just like, okay. The biggest point of it was setting up things that are you're automating, you're delegating, and you're eliminating. And it was just like that in and of itself was so freeing, not just in business, but in so many areas of my life of like, okay, where can I declutter? Where can I get rid of some stuff? Where can I automate some stuff? What do I need to delegate? What do I need to eliminate? Then from there, my real estate coach was like, there are 3 books you need to read. And the first one is Who Not How. And I read that one literally in 24 hours. And then from there, it was 10x is better than 2x. And that one just expounded on who, not how. And it was just like, oh my goodness, it took a deeper dive. And then from there, it went to The Gap and the Gain, which is where I'm camped out right now. And again, just a deeper dive, going even further into how we view things. And I'm constantly talking about the importance of flipping the script of the thoughts in your mind, what you're hearing, what you're seeing, because it literally affects every single thing that you do, your words, speech, actions, and deeds. And it was like the way that they explained it just further solidified the importance of flipping the script and how we're looking at things, the importance of elevating your perspective. I, you know, say over and over again to elevate the level of your perspective. Simply because a lot of times we get stuck in the day-to-day, in the mundane task, or in the season of life that we're in, the problems that we're facing, things that we're going through, and we forget to look at the bigger picture. And each of these kind of just drove that home of why it's so important. And so then when I was in Audible, you get a credit every month to purchase a book that is exclusively just on Audible. And one of those was Million Dollar Habits, yet another one that I listened to within like a 24-hour period. And Rachel Rogers just really broke down like 7 things you need to do every day. And wouldn't you know that half of the things that she said were things that were already on the list, along those things of automating, eliminating, delegating, and just the importance of that. And she added additional habits in, which it was good to see that some of them were things I was already doing. But some were things that I was like, I could do that better. And so it helped give that progress and growth. And so the reason I'm sharing this with you today is not simply to just tell you about books I'm reading, but to tell you why it's important for you to continually be learning. We are constantly evolving and growing. We are lifelong learners. And so for someone to tell you, oh, well, you graduated high school, you're good, you don't have to do it anymore. Oh, you graduated college, you're good. That's not true. Especially in the age that we live in, technology changes every day. If you're on social media or any platform for a few seconds, you know that what's trending today could be completely different tomorrow. And you might have put 100 hours into making this perfect video or reel, only for you, by the time you decide to post it, something else is trending and you've got to start over, which is where that Procrastinate on Purpose comes into play. because my business coach has told me over and over again, done is better than perfect. And people are like, well, I beg to differ. Well, I've spent the last couple of years really working heavily on my business and learning that that's really true, because I started over several times trying to find the right platform and, you know, which one has the features that I want. And I researched, was like, oh, this one sounds better. And I kept pivoting and pivoting and pivoting. And it was just like, you don't have to keep starting over. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. There are some things in place that you can go ahead and do that work up front and then just maintain it, not have to keep starting over and spinning your wheel. And that's exactly what I was doing. And so when it got to the point of like, okay, let's get it done. And then as I'm helping people and people are coming in and giving feedback, then from there I can make the necessary changes and keep progressing and keep progressing. And that's life. Like, you're not going to walk into anything and know how to do it all on day one. There won't be a job, a task, an activity that you just know it all through and through. There's always room for growth and ways that you can expand and stretch. And that's what I have found. But you won't know that if you don't actually take the time to get it done. And that's even in writing. Like, I've been carrying some books for a while that I have not had the opportunity to finish one because I haven't sat down and just taken the time to write. Obviously, it'll never get done if I don't sit down to write it. And two, it's like I've just been writing in little bursts of like, okay, this is the time I'm setting on my calendar every day. I get the reminders, but I didn't always sit down and write. And so as I've been reading through these books, it was like, that's actually not productive. Great, you have on your calendar, you sit down to write, you know, for an hour each day, but it's like it's interrupted because then you think about, okay, well, after that, I've got this meeting, I've got this appointment, I got to do this, I got to do that. And so your time keeps getting cut off in chunks. And what do I always tell you all? To maximize your time, okay? And so in reading this, it's showing me ways to maximize my time. Like, I time blocked already. I totally go by my calendar. I have a digital calendar and I have the full focus planner. I use them both every single day. But it was like, now let's take it up a notch. You are used to using it. You're writing down your big three every day of what's most important. But now let's take that to another level. And so that's what I'm doing. So instead of that 1 hour block, maybe I'm picking 2 days a week that, okay, now I'm going to do 3 or 4 hour writing blocks. I did it this morning and y'all, I am so excited because here in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be able to be like, okay, guys, it's ready. My latest work is done and I can't wait to share it with you. I could physically see it. It's been on my vision board. I can look at it right now. And my vision board said that I was supposed to have it done in September of last year, by September 30th. But it was like so many things kept happening and coming up and preventing me from getting to it. A lot of it was distractions. A lot of it was me being stuck in things that I could have delegated or eliminated or automated that I didn't. And so now that I've learned that, it has freed up the time for me to be able to write like I need to and make the progress so that I can share it with other people. And that's the same thing that I want to say to you, that yes, every day you're waking up and you're fulfilling your roles of wife and mother, and you might even be working a job, but you know there's something else more. Maybe it's writing a book. Maybe it's starting your own business. Maybe you already have the idea, you know, the business created, but you haven't had the time to devote to it, or you're not sure, what do I do next? I was there. And that's what I want to help you with, of really maximizing your time to focus on the things that only you can do, because you were created for more. And you don't have to settle or keep waiting for everything to fall into place or everything to be perfect, because that's not going to happen. Perfect is never going to be. So you have to take steps to move forward. And don't be like me, where just last week I was like, man, I was supposed to finish that in September, and now it's March. Like, oh, I hate that I haven't made that progress. That is the high achiever mindset. And anyone who is a high achiever understands it. It's hard to focus on the progress you've made because you're still looking at like the gap and, you know, where you didn't measure up. And that's the whole point of The Gap in the Game, which, like I said, is the current book I'm reading right now that talks about that. How oftentimes we forget about the things we've already done and the progress we have made. Yes, your goal might have been 80% and you only got to 60%, but 60% is better than zero. And that means that you're not still at the starting block waiting for the gun to go off, that you aren't just twiddling your fingers expecting it to just happen out of nowhere. You're actually taking steps and you are 60% of the way there. One, that means you are more than halfway. Okay? So kudos to you on that. Two, you're still making progress. So even if you're at 61, now 62 and 63, little by little makes it grow. And it's that consistency over time that's going to help you get there. But if you just quit because you didn't hit 100% by the exact day you wanted to, you're never going to get to 100% or any other percent. And it makes me think about the quotas that I had to do every month at work. And it was like, okay, it's the beginning of the month. And we usually found out maybe like the 28th, 27th of the month, what the quota for the following month was. And so it was like, if I've already met quota for the current month I'm in, then any interviews that I'm doing over these next couple of days, I'm going to stack for next month so I can hit the ground running. And I did. And I did that each month. And I planned out, it was like, okay, I've got to have 30 people this month. I've got this many days that I'm working in the month. Out of those days, how many do I need to be bringing in each day? Well, that determined how many people I needed to vet and source, how many people I needed to talk to in order to get to that quota, how many interviews I needed to have. I was able to plan it out. And because of that, because I had a plan and I worked the plan, I wasn't constantly like, oh my goodness. Now, did it always work perfectly? No. There were times that people didn't show up, times that they canceled, times that they rescheduled, or times that we actually had the interview and I sent them an offer and they ghosted me. Or I sent them an offer and they were like, I'm not going to accept it. Those are things that were out of my control. But I did the things that I could control and I did it consistently. And that helped me to keep producing results over and over again. That's the same thing you have to do. Yes, you've got activities for your kids. You've got different things you're volunteering for. You know, obviously you've still got, you know, cooking and cleaning and all of those things. I want to get to the point that I can delegate a lot of those things though. But until then, it's just managing that time. There's always going to be tasks that need to be done. So what is your best use of time right now? Like if all your kids are at school and your husband's at work and you're working on your business during the day, that's not the time to just sit and watch soap operas and, you know, do something for 30 minutes and be like, okay, I'm good. No. What are the three things you need to work on today to make sure that you can get to the goals you're trying to get? Matter of fact, what are your goals? Why do you want to have your business? Why are you an entrepreneur? What is the reasoning behind it? Why do you want that freedom? And what is it that you're trying to get to? Because until you can define those things, you're not going to stick with it. You're not going to be disciplined like you need to. Everyone can't be an entrepreneur. Everyone cannot work from home. Some people have to be out in an office or in the field, and that's okay. God created each of us for certain specific things. But if entrepreneurship is what you want to have your own business, you have to be disciplined in that. One, you've got to continually be learning and growing. And two, you have to maximize your time. Yes, you have freedom of time, but what are you doing with that time so that you can keep that freedom? I tried it more than one time and I faltered because of fear, uncertainty, or where I had like lack of confidence or where I thought, oh, I should have done this much in this time. And so because of that, you know, let me go back to what I feel is safe and secure until I can get there. And sometimes you might have to do that. But you won't know the cost until you sit down and write it all out. And when you get to a point of you're going to make it happen no matter what, that's when it's like, okay, no, I got to cut out this stuff over here. I can't participate in this many activities. I can't sit, you know, on this many committees because I need to focus my time here. So I need to narrow what I'm focusing on so that I can get really, really good at those things that I'm best at. And I can strengthen them more and more and more so that it adds more value when I'm pouring out to people. So I can't have my hand in 10 different pots and trying to do 10 different things if I just need to focus on these two or three things instead and become really, really good at those things. And then those other 7 things I was doing, I can either eliminate, automate, or delegate. That's what I want you to focus on. You can absolutely do it. You can manage your roles and you can have your business and still enjoy life. You don't have to be busy. You don't have to feel like you got to do 80,000 tasks to be valuable or to make it seem like you're actually accomplishing something. You've just got to believe that you can do it. And once you believe that, we can start taking the steps to get you there. And I'm telling you that reading is a fundamental part of that. You might not read the same books as me. You might not be into the same things, and that's okay. You've got to find what's best for you. If it's a podcast, if it's an audio book, if it's going and sitting in a class or attending a webinar, whatever you need for the season you're in right now, you need to invest in it. Don't look at it as a cost. Or, oh man, that's too much. I can't do that expense. It is an investment in you to make you better so that you can continue becoming who God created you to be. And you need guidance in that because you need to be talking to somebody who's already done it before you so that they can mentor you and help guide you along. When you have questions or when you get stuck and you're like, man, I don't know what to do next, you can reach out to them. You've built that network and established a relationship where they're like, oh, no. When you get to that point, you know, you're facing this and this, and this is what you need to do next. You need that guidance so you don't quit and give up. Because again, you're constantly growing and evolving, so you've got to learn from somebody who's already done it so that they can show you and help you to grow and strengthen. And then you reach back and help the next person do the same thing. That's how it works. That's why networking and relationships are so important. And so that's what I want you to see, even right now for yourself, that it is possible and you can do it. You might be in a season right now that maybe you don't have the time. Maybe you have a lot of little ones and you are completely 100% hands-on taking care of your kiddos and you don't have much time for anything else. And that's okay. Keep learning while you're getting to the point to have that time. So that way, as your kids are getting older and you're not having to be as hands-on, you've already been strengthening your saw and your craft so that when you are ready to step out there and do it, you've got everything that you need. You're already equipped to do it. So don't feel like you're wasting time. I even sat in reflection in the last couple of days while I was writing and saw how each and every part of my life all played a role into where I'm at right now. I might not have seen it completely 100% in the moment, but I can see it right now in retrospect. So don't feel like those times that you're up all night and you can't get any sleep because your baby's crying or they're sick or they're colicky or they're going through a growth spurt or they've got, you know, they're teething or earaches and it just seems like it's nonstop. I've been there. There was a period of time that I had 4 kiddos under the age of 2 all at one time. And it was just like, oh my gosh, 3 of them in diapers and on formula. And I was like, oh my goodness, how do I even breathe? It was a lot. But it was one day at a time. And I feel like it also solidified and established a lot of things because, of course, you know, all of us establish our psyche and personality, a lot of that stuff by the age of 5, like the foundations of how we interact and respond to different things and, you know, how much we're nurtured. All of that is developed during that time. So I wouldn't take it back. I'm glad that I was there. I was still working part time at the time, you know, and trying to do businesses and everything at the same time as well. But I was present. And that was a really big thing for me. And I didn't ever want it to be a time where my kids were like, oh, I had this game or I had this activity and mom couldn't be there. I was doing this field trip. Now, are there some I've had to miss? Yes. But I'd say about 85 to 90% of them, I was fully there and present. And that mattered to me. I wanted my kids to have like that steady constant to know that no matter what, mom's going to be there. If dad's working or he's out of town or he can't get off in time, mom's going to be there. Now, I will say that dad has done an excellent job also of being there as well. But I just wanted to make sure that they knew that someone was there to cheer them on and in their corner. And that was important. And so you might be in that same spot right now that you are taking care of your kids and it's taking up the majority of your time. It's an investment in them as well. They will remember it. Even when they get to teenage years, then you might not be their favorite person. They might not like your rules or accountability. Trust and believe that it's making a difference. I will say even now, as a grown woman, I'm like so super appreciative and thankful to have my mom in my life. And so thankful for my dad. And probably wasn't the easiest teenager. I don't know how many of us were because, you know, as a teenager, you're still trying to find yourself and you think you know everything. And especially nowadays with access to everything under the sun because of technology, teenagers really think that. But your work is not in vain. So I want you to be encouraged that you don't have to figure it all out today. You don't have to do it all today. It's one day at a time. Literally, you must win 24 hours at a time. You know, John Acuff says that, you know, in all it takes is a goal is, you know, just win one day at a time. And so to me, I translated that to just win 24 hours at a time. Sometimes it is 1 hour at a time, day by day. But I'm going to win 24 hours at a time. And if I don't do so well today, then I'm going to get up tomorrow and try again, because God's mercies are new every single morning. And so we have to remember that. And so I want you to give yourself grace. I want you to know that it is possible and that you can do it. God is with you every step of the way, and He's already equipped you with everything that you need. Yes, you will continue to grow and expand, but you can absolutely do it. So be encouraged. I don't want you to quit or give up or feel like, oh, I got to wait 10 years or, oh, you know, my finances are this or, oh, this is great. All of that stuff may be true. You know, you might not have all the finances you need right now, but you can still start. Again, little by little makes it grow. So what can you do right now with what you have in your hand? Can you turn on the camera and just talk to people and post it on social? Can you start writing down recipes if you are a chef and you really, really want to have, you know, a recipe book? Okay, well, each time you go in the kitchen, if you don't have time to sit down and write it, just speak it into AI. There are tools out there, guys, to make your life easier. Log into ChatGPT, turn on the microphone, spit out your recipe. Turn on your Zoom camera. Fathom AI, you can connect to it, and Read AI, you can connect to it. It'll automatically transcribe everything that you're saying so that you have it right there. And then when you're ready, you can go back to it and make it look pretty. You can drop it right into Canva to make it beautiful. Canva will even print it for you. So there are lots of options out there to make it happen so that you can still be cooking at the same time, or you can just turn the camera on and cook and do all the stuff you need to do at the same time, putting in all your ingredients, you know, holding it up to the camera, showing what you're putting in there and how much, and then throw a recipe with it, put it on your blog page. That literally costs you nothing, and it's something you're already doing. So start thinking outside the box of ways that you can do those same things, of where you can start right where you're at and organically grow it. So then when somebody's like, oh my goodness, I saw, you know, your video on your website, or I saw it on your social, and I would love to hear more. Can you teach me that? Okay, now all of a sudden you've got a client. And it's like, okay, all right, yeah, let me set that up. You might not have an elaborate website or a whole marketing plan or a whole team. So what? You don't have to wait to start that. Especially in the technology stage we're in right now, you can start literally right now. But maybe you're like, I'm not sure. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do next. Totally fine. I would love to help you with that. You know that you were created for more, but you're not quite sure how you're going to achieve it or where you're going to start. So I would love for you to head over to www.thejourneyofyou.net/contact. Again, it's www.thejourneyofyou.net/contact, and schedule a one-on-one with me right now. We can get you moving forward and figure out what those next steps should be. I totally want to help you become all that God created you to be, because there's someone out there that needs what you have. Never let anything or anyone stop you from blooming, because there is something great inside of you that others need. So dare to just be you. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbenis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.